Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock.
And we've made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
He better be jumping in Disneyland.
Yeah, right.
That's where he is. He should be listening to us as he's in Disneyland.
Yes.
If he cares.
Yeah. Yes. Happy Friday, everyone! And even if you're in Disneyland, you can listen to us via the Odyssey app.
You know what's up.
Yeah, exactly. Take that little earbud, stick it in there while you're riding on Space Mountain. But you might lose your earbud, so I don't know. Maybe
so
maybe put some wires in there or something like that. Get an old school pair of headphones for when you're riding on the rides.
Yeah, what if people do wear headphones? Well, they probably do.
I would imagine so.
Rides, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Aaron in Ording. Aaron, are you there?
Hold on a second. The machine doesn't
want to... How are you guys doing this morning?
There he is.
Never better.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Aaron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Aaron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
In golf, the iconic green jacket is presented to the winner of which tournament?
The Masters.
Yes. Who had the 80s hit song Never Gonna Give You Up?
Pass.
What is the Roman numeral for 500?
C?
No. Do you want to pass?
L.
No.
Pass.
What variety show included the critics Statler and Waldorf?
Pass.
What does the first A stand for with the insurance company Aflac?
Automotive?
No.
American?
Yes. What is the main color of the Barney character Baby Bop?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Green?
Yes. What year, the mid-2010s, did musician George Michael pass away?
2017?
No.
2018?
No.
2019.
No. 1, 2, 3 correct.
Well,
maybe Steve. I mean, that wasn't a great score.
No, it wasn't.
It's summertime. Maybe Steve's got, you know, pool party on his mind, and he won't be thinking about answers.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man.
Plus, I think Aaron's going to be mad at that question, at that one about the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, he was almost there, wasn't he, really?
If you look at how close things are to the other things.
Sometimes you got to just, you know.
All right. Yep.
Here comes Steve.
He's back. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
in golf, the iconic green jacket is presented to the winner of which tournament?
The Masters.
Yes. Who had the 80s hit song Never Gonna Give You Up?
Oh, Rick rolling us early in the morning there, Rev.
Hell yeah.
Rick Astley.
Yes. What is the Roman numeral for 500?
XXXXX.
No.
Oh. VX?
No.
XV?
No.
I don't know.
What variety show included the critics Statler and Waldorf?
Oh, the Muppets.
Yes. What does the first A stand for in the insurance company Aflac?
Oh, I didn't know that stood for anything. I thought it was some guy named Aflac that started
Aflac. Nope.
American?
Yes.
Nice job.
What is the main color of the Barney character Baby Bob?
Pink.
No.
Purple.
No.
Blue.
No.
Red.
No. What year in the mid-2010s did musician George Michael pass away?
2015.
No.
2014.
No.
2016.
Yes. The Beatles' hit song Here Comes the Sun came out in what 60s year?
Ooh, 66?
No.
69.
Yes.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. You win! 6-3!
Oh,
ooh.
Damn.
Yep, sorry, yep. Aaron.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you should have done better, buddy.
Yeah, it wasn't your best day, but, I mean...
What are you going to do?
Nice effort.
I thought everybody knew about Rick Rolling, but I guess he doesn't.
Well, I mean, you know about it. Maybe you know the song, but maybe you don't know that Rick Astley was a singer.
Yeah.
Steve's the man.
He is the man. Look at that. So sad, but you had to admit it.
It pains you, doesn't it, BJ?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I'm not going to...
Out of the ones you answered and the ones you missed, the one that Aaron did get correct, the main color of the Barney character, Baby Bop, she was a little green triceratops.
Green.
Green, yep. Little green.
She was green.
Yep.
I'm glad you even know what she was, and I think you and Aaron should be ashamed of yourself.
Dude, I don't even know who Baby Bop is. I never watched Barney.
I just told you, it's a little tiny
green. I hope you would never watch Barney. It's just like I've never watched Bluey, and I've never watched Paw Patrol, because what's the point? You don't need to.
But Steve, you've watched the Teletubbies back in the day.
I didn't. I watched Blue's Clues.
My bad. Yeah. I thought you watched Teletubbies.
No, I only know Teletubbies because there's such a pop culture.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so was Barney, but Barney's like, you know, they're back. The minor characters weren't really talked about.
That's the only one I know is Baby Bop. So they're
Baby Bop.
And you're missing out on some great television by not watching Bluey or Peppa Pig.
Every parent
or Paw Patrol.
Every parent says that.
Like
that, and I used to say that about the Rugrats and all that. And,
Rugrats is legit, by the way. I don't know about the new ones, but the old ones were great. The only other one that you both missed, what is the Roman numeral for 500?
Dude.
I know it.
What?
D.
Yes.
No. Oh, 500.
500 D. is the D.
Oh, I thought you said 50, and I'm losing my mind.
Oh, no, no.
What's 50? 50 M?
No.
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 M is 1,000.
Yeah.
Damn it,
Isn't it L?
L.
You're right. Super Bowl L.
Yeah, because of XL and all that. XLVIII.
I only know these because of football.
Yeah.
The only reason
and WrestleMania.
I knew it was because I saw a dad joke literally yesterday, where it's like, I can't remember how to write 1, 1,000, 51, 6, and 500 in Roman numerals. I am livid.
Wow.
Livid.
Oh, hey.
I am livid.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that's good.
I am so surprised.
I should show that my friend Max.
Didn't...
He loves all these stupid pun jokes.
I got
you. He does. Yeah.
I just can't believe you didn't know that one, though, Steve, because you know everything about the D.
D's nuts.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Congrats on your win.
Aren't you the pre-D guy?
Yeah.
You should know it.
Wait, no, we don't use that term.
I am pre-D. Yeah, too bad. I'm getting...
For those that don't listen all the time, they're very confused about what we're talking
about. That's diabetes gatekeeping. You can't be pre-D. You have to be pre-diabetic. Yeah.
There you go.
Come back to me when you are diabetic. That was a quote that we heard at lunch.
I know.
Still one of my favorite quotes of the Rev.
I know. Rev's like, oh, your A1C number's nothing, you baby. Get out of here. Come back to me when you're really way up there.
Try harder. Here's chocolate.
Here you go. There's a woman that was just honored for doing a job for over 57 years. And one of the members of our show did that same job when he was a kid. I'll tell you what it is. It's 717 on The Rock.
We now return to BJ and Meg's Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know what? There are some good things out of New Jersey, outside of Ms. Marvel. How about this elementary school in New Jersey.
Oh.
They threw a big going away party this weekend for a crossing guard. That's nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing, though. I mean, she's an extraordinary crossing guard because she's her name is Claire. And she said, you know, I don't want to finally retire. At the age of 94, she has been a crossing guard at that school for 57 years.
Wow.
Almost as long as I've been around. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, that's just crazy, man. Here's the school's principal paying tribute to her while they stand next to the crosswalk where she's manned that whole crosswalk for the whole time.
In the last 57 years, you have always ensured that our children would get to school safely. You are unique, you are special, and you will forever be ingrained in our lives in Cherry Hill. Thank you for all that you've done for so many families.
Aw, Cherry Hill, I lived there for like 6 months.
How about that? Maybe you walked across the street with that
one. Or maybe I stopped and she stopped me.
Yeah. You might have been stopped by Claire.
Wow. Brush with greatness.
Dude, I saw this story, man, and I put a huge smile on my face. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but this is one of the many reasons why I used to be such a huge dork. I mean, I still am a dork, but I used to be such a huge dork. I was obsessed with being a crossing guard.
Really?
So in elementary school, when I realized that you could be a student crossing guard, that was my life mission. Like, I was prepping for it. By prepping, I would, like, pretend to stop my parents and my brother at the corner street. I remember I applied, and I was so nervous, and I was like, I need to get this. Like, this is, like, if I don't get this, I'm going to be dead. Not realizing I probably was the only person wanting to be the crossing guard, but, like, I was upset. I would like pick the brain of the lady that was the crossing guard. Like, this was a huge deal to me. So when I see this story, I'm like, oh my gosh, it just triggered all these memories of when I finally did become a crossing guard. I never was more proud of something in my entire life, BJ.
Wait, Vicky. What? Are those pictures of you she's showing me?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's me with a winter coat on and my crossing guard. Like, when they gave me the crossing guard, like, what is that even? Like a sash?
Yeah, right.
And then I got a badge, BJ.
Yeah, look at you. You look like some sort of like power hungry youth right now. I mean, maybe that's why you wanted the job. Was like, you know, you could actually be in charge of one little strip of pavement and people had to pay attention.
And bro, I took that job so serious, man. Nobody was crossing unless I said you can cross. Like, I was willing to fight you if I had to. Oh my gosh. And then like, Vicky found on my Facebook the other picture. There's the picture of me graduating elementary school, PS 207, shout out Brooklyn, New York. I had to get a picture with the crossing guard lady.
Wow, look at
you. And that's me and the crossing guard lady at my graduation.
You are so proud.
I thought that was your
my
grandma.
Idol. No, that's not my grandma. That's the crossing guard. That's the Claire of PS 207 when I was growing up. Like,
she was your mentor.
She was my idol. And she probably thought... maybe it was the most flattering thing, or maybe she was like, what is wrong with this kid? Like, I'm just doing this just like for the hell of it.
Why not both?
Yeah. He has, like, this is his life goal, was to be a crossing guard.
And you, look at you. You peaked very early.
Dude, everything went downhill when I went to junior high school. There was no crossing guards.
No.
Oh, no.
Like, I spent my whole life prepping for this, and then it was done after elementary school.
They didn't do hall patrol or anything?
Nothing.
Like, hall duty?
None of that. I mean, they maybe did. None of that mattered.
No.
Yeah.
Like, not about crossing guard. You already peaked. Life.
Right. I didn't care about you in the hallways. I just wanted to make sure you didn't get hit by a car.
Yeah, he wanted the street, man. He was of the streets.
I had that badge like forever. I don't know where it is now. Obviously, when I moved out to Seattle, like I left it behind. But I bet my mom kept it. The badge.
Oh, dude,
and the sash.
I hope you. I mean, if that was such a big thing for you, I hope you find that badge because that is. I mean, I feel like that's something you want to keep.
Steve.
Yes.
Next Halloween costume. You've already done Little Stevie Cowboy. Right. Now you need to do Steve the Crossing Guard.
It's true.
Off the bug a couple of my friends that like are able to like make stuff and make me the badge again and like a new strap.
Unbelievable.
And then just hit the streets of Seattle and stop people.
This is so wild. Your parents are like, you want to be a what? Okay.
It's Seattle's new superhero, Crossing Guard Midge.
Yes.
Yeah.
The streets are finally safe.
And you look, I mean, the look on your face, you are right, man. You look like I am the proudest guy ever. Nobody's more proud and has accomplished more than me.
Right. It's like I just went through like the police academy and finally got my badge and gun.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day
All right, so this this school just honored a woman that was a crossing guard for 57 years. And of course, Steve, he shared his fact that, hey, I was a crossing guard man myself.
So proud of it.
Some people are wondering if any of the pictures are going anywhere.
Oh, okay, they got to
okay,
go up.
Okay, yeah. They're going up on the KSW social media and BJ and Migs social media pages. So just look for BJ and Migs.
All right, well, when you go there and see that, you're going to see just the look of pride on Steve's face because he was very, very proud of becoming a crossing guard in elementary school. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I know it's silly, but I'm most proud of blank. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I know it's silly, but I'm most proud of blank. Your calls and texts after Pearl Jam on the Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A school just honored a woman that was a crossing guard for 57 years. She retired at 94, man. And that's not the big part of the story. The big part of the story is we got to learn about Steve and his big aspirations as an elementary schooler as he got to be a crossing guard. Those pictures are posted on the BJ and Migs social pages.
Good. So awesome.
And, of course, it leads us to this. We want you to finish this sentence because Steve was very, very proud of being a crossing guard.
I still look back at those are the best years of my life.
Okay, that is probably pathetic. So finish the sentence. I know it's silly, but I'm most proud of blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said Migs is now Triple S Street Safety Steve.
Whoa, nice.
I like
it. Triple S. There you go. That's it.
All right. So it said, Steve, I was also a crossing guard in elementary school as well. One of my proudest moments. In those days, we got to go to the Fun Forest at Seattle Center at the end of the year as a reward. Oh. I was also an office girl. LOL.
You know,
I was an office girl.
Really?
Well, look at you.
Not
you
as proud
guys
of that, though.
Oh. I really think it's a power trip. I feel like when you're a young person and you're trying to, you know, make your way and make a name for yourself in the world of schools, I can see why you do that. I would want to do that.
Because nothing says I'm cool as a classmates than being a crossing guard.
Okay, well, I might want to, you know, join your lame party because what I did was at the supermarkets where I worked at, man, you all had to wear aprons when you were basically bag boys or whatever. But if you could be management, they gave you basically a jacket. And it was a gold jacket, soon to be a red jacket. The red jacket was the prize.
Ooh.
If you could get the red jacket, people knew that you were the star of the market basket.
It's like the Hall of Fame jacket you get in the NFL.
Yeah, and
just
I got
different.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Different. Yeah, completely different.
And an old school buddy of mine, my good old Mark, Mark Scareman. Scareman, as a matter of fact, he just retired because he was Mr. Red Jacket. He ended up running a store, and I was always so envious of Mark the fact that he got to be like the Red Jacket guy.
That's amazing.
And I got my red jacket. And I remember meeting my wife. Because when you got to be in charge of the checkout area at night, even though you really weren't a manager, but you were the one in charge, you got to put on the red jacket. And so when I
did you wear the red jacket on your date with your wife?
I didn't wear it on my date with my wife, but I surely, when my buddy brought her in to meet me, I thought, you know what? I want her to know that I'm a pretty cool friend of his. And so I remember just my wife didn't know what the hell a red jacket was because they didn't
dork in a red jacket.
Yeah, they didn't have these stores where she lived. And so I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, thinking I'm the guy. And of course, all the cashiers was like, look at this idiot trying to be a peacock. But Steve, I can't really be mad. I can't throw stones at you. I am more proud of the fact of I still to this day go, I got to wear the red jacket at the Market Basket supermarket. I'm the man.
And it makes you wonder like what our parents thought. Like, I would love, I don't know if my parents even remember, to be honest with you, about any of this. But like I remember that being like the topic of conversation. Like, I don't know what I have to do, but I'm so nervous. I want to become a crossing guard so bad. And then, like, being so nervous to walk up to the lady that was the crossing guard, be like, what do I have to do to become one of you? And then, you know, like, and then she beat me in a corner because they beat the crossing guards into this crew. It's like a gang.
No. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Damn,
wow.
That's amazing.
They got to make you hard, man. Yep. I mean, because you know how those people, you're of the streets.
Yep, they whipped your arms. See, you know, you got to make sure those arms have to be strong. You have to stop people.
Yeah, you got to hold up that sign.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we didn't have a sign, Rev.
Whoa, you were just going out there just like
need a sign.
Hoping people would stop?
I had to like just basically be at the very end of that curb and just wait for people to start coming and have my arms out, stretched out like the Jesus Christ pose and just be like, get behind this. And if someone didn't, be like, get behind my arms. That's why I probably have such a long reach. That's why they gave me the gig.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Like, you're tall. You got a good long reach. You'll be a great crossing guard.
Stevis Christ crossing guard.
You know it.
Stevis Christ pose. 206-421-ROCK.
Crossing guard.
Text us at 77999.
So he said, I know it's silly, but I was proud to be a scoutmaster for 2 years.
That's awesome.
See, I mean, this is silly.
So silly.
I mean, it's silly. I think it's fine for you to, like, but like looking at it, like that's an accomplishment. As silly as it may be, I think we all have those when we're growing up, and you just want to. It's like the first stop of hopefully many goals being reached.
Yeah, and I would argue that if you taught any kids any good skills, man, I mean that's always a good thing to be able to mentor young people. So do I have to disagree? I might have to disagree. I don't think it's a stupid thing to be proud of.
Right.
As now, if you're 55 and you're a scoutmaster, maybe a little weird.
Oh, yeah? All right. I don't know
how that works at all.
Geez, I don't know either. I hope you didn't insult anybody because there may be some scoutmasters.
I don't know. I don't know either. I thought it was just a young man's game, but I could be wrong.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. I'm wondering about Rev. And Rev, is there anything that, you know, is silly but you still are proud of?
You know, it's kind of interesting, and it's about this show.
Hey, look at that. Well,
it's not really so much about you, and actually you're kind of the cause of the distress.
Oh.
But it was when I was going to graduate from radio school, and I needed to do an internship, and I was like, well, I wanted to do talk radio, and you were on the buzz at the time. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go intern for BJ Shea. And my instructor was like, you do not want to do that. He's a troublemaker. He causes issues. Oh, and we'll get you anywhere else. Like, he was trying to offer me, like, sports, like, talk show stuff. And I'm like, dude, do you even know me? And so my silly moment, I guess, was just standing up to him and being like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And against his wishes, I went through the internship. And then it was like, I was like, hey, I got in. I won't be doing my radio shift on Monday because I got my internship, and guess what? I got an A out of that class for that internship.
Damn right. Kiss my ass, teacher.
Buddy. Yeah, and look at me now.
I mean, he wasn't wrong. I mean, everything he said about me was right. I mean, so I really can't fault the dude. He was absolutely right. I was a pain in the ass, and frankly, I am shocked that any of us are still employed because you all trusted me, and well, that was pretty bad. I think it's silly that you all trusted me, and I hope you're not proud of that. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Finish this sentence. I know it's silly, but I'm most proud of blank.
So it says my peak was winning my school spelling bee in sixth grade. I still have the trophy.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Good job.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a silly thing, but, you know, they still make a big deal out of it, you know, with spelling bees. You always see some two little kids going after it, and you go, wow, they know more words than I do.
I remember utterly failing mine in third grade, and
I can't even spell utterly.
I'll never forget it, though, because the word was calendar.
It's that
A at the end completely screwed me, and I felt so embarrassed that now it's seared into my brain.
Calendar.
Calendar. That's how I say it now.
Busyness. That was it for me. Business.
Yeah, busyness.
Wednesday.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, you guys, man. Hey, Vicky, how about you? I know you're probably really proud because you know me, though it's not silly knowing me. I think you should be proud of that.
It's not that. I was not a good student in high school, mostly just because I didn't do most of the homework or the stuff wasn't interesting, so I'd spend most of my time doodling. But somehow, you know how every state has their standardized test?
The WASLs.
Yeah, the WASL. I passed all three sections that were necessary. So math, English, and I believe it was like writing. I didn't pass science because I didn't take science class. I took horticulture. But everyone was like, you don't get good grades. How the hell did you pass a majority of this test? And I got to be in the group picture and everything. It was like a big crowning achievement. And it's like, this idiot passed. So I'm still kind of proud of that.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And I only failed science just by a little bit. And this is not having taken any science classes.
You know, I'm surprised Sarah didn't speak up for this one because I'm a proud parent only because she just got to stick it in the faces of her friends. Because Sarah was not a great student either, but then when she had to go to private school because she injured herself, she ended up getting the President's Award from President Obama. Wow. And her friends, her friends at least look smart and seem smart, they never got one, and they were all pissed. They were like, how did you, Sarah, you were the dumbest of all of us, how did you get the President's Award? Well, I mean, that's pretty much what they asked her, and they still to this day. And I'm so proud of that award because I never thought she'd get it. I'll be honest with you. I mean,
After he sent it, he did say this:
"I made bad choices. I got high."
Yeah, I think he had to be, Steve. Honestly,
that's just how white folks will do you.
Yep.
I mean, I love my daughter, but I was shocked when that came in the mail and had her name on there. Yeah. So you know, there you go. That's my proud moment.
Yes, silly. This had something to do with it.
Man, I'm not going to any more of these bull. Parties.
Well, that's
Wow,
I don't even know what to do with that one, Mr. President.
Yeah, that was weird.
Damn.
That was awkward.
All right. That's just how former presidents will do you.
That's fair.
Okay. We got a man that received thousands of dollars from strangers, all because his job gave him a lame gift after never missing a day at work for 27 years. You're going to hear from this guy at 7:47 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.